Good morning, uncles and aunties. Good morning, everyone. So glad to be able to bring a word to you from the scriptures this morning. So glad that you are tuning in to watch the bilingual message. Well, this morning it is truly my joy and privilege to speak. And this week has been our National Day Week. And I would just like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy belated National Day. As we look at our National Day in our country, there's just so much to be thankful to God for. For one, we can be thankful to God for our government, for a wise government that will make right and difficult decisions for the sake of the people. We also want to thank God for our people, the Singaporeans, and the people who live in our nation, whether they are residents or they are working here among us. We just want to thank God for how this past 1.5 years we have learned to be more caring towards one another, to be more understanding towards each other, and that we have tried to help one another more through this crisis. And we also want to thank God for His provision for us as a country. And one of the things that He has provided for us is the vaccines that we have. As we look around at the world, how there are many countries that still do not have a chance to be vaccinated, to have sufficient vaccines for their people. We just want to thank God that in Singapore, we don't have such a worry. For all of us, we have a chance to be vaccinated. If we want, we can just go down to one of the centers and they'll give us a jab right away. And this is just something that's so wonderful and something to be thankful for. I thank God that we can be protected from the virus like this, because we recognize that without the vaccinations, catching the virus and suffering from it is so much more real and dangerous. So when, for my grandma, I was just so glad when she finally decided to take a vaccination last month. After much prodding and encouragement, she decided, I'll just take the vaccine now. And when she took it, she realized that it was actually not as bad as what people have been telling her it would be. That it's not scary, it will not harm her. She gets along fine every day. She still cooks meals for my family whenever a couple of us will go over to visit her. And so we thank God for this. And just want to encourage you, if you have not taken the vaccine, please do. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared of it. Take this chance to have the vaccine so that you can protect yourself and also protect your loved ones. As we begin this morning, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we come before you this morning thanking you for our country and for how you have blessed us with a wonderful government, a caring people, and provision for all that we need to be able to live. We pray that this morning, as we open up your word, you speak to our hearts from your word and help us to learn the lessons that you want us to gain. We pray and commit this day into your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for this past 1.5 months, we have been speaking on this subject called By Faith. And the focus of this theme is not on finding a faith or having faith, but on applying our faith in the daily living that we do. And this is something that we are challenged to consider as believers. That it's not just about finding faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but about living out this faith, applying it, exercising it in our life, so that we can live as true believers to the Lord. Now one may ask, why is it so important to apply our faith in life? Isn't it just enough to have faith alone? And the reason why we want to apply our faith and to live by our faith is because doing so is the only way that we can please God. Now, if we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, this is what we see here. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And the Hebrew author was trying to help us understand that if we don't have faith, if we don't apply this faith, We can never please God. It doesn't matter how much money we give to Him or how many religious activities we do for Him, if these things are done without applying our faith, it would never please God. But what really pleases God is when we apply our faith in life. And so when we look at our lives and we look at ourselves, can we live a life that will please God? And the answer is yes. We may not have a lot of money to give to Him. We may not have physical strength to serve Him. But we can still live a life to please Him. And it really comes down to how we apply our faith in life. And this is a challenge that we are going to consider throughout our bilingual series. So this morning, we are going to look at another example of a group of people whom we can learn how to apply our faith from. And the Bible has given us many wonderful examples of people who applied faith in their life, especially as we look at Hebrews 11. And today we're going to look at another group of people, and this group of people are called the saints of old, essentially the believers in the Old Testament. And here we see the example given to us in verse 13 to 16. And the Hebrews author described them in this way. These all died in faith, verse 13. Now, what does it mean for them to die in faith? And the idea of them dying in faith is that these saints of old were people who had lived by faith, and when they died holding fast to their faith. And this was a special word of commendation for the saints of old, that they were truly people of faith. And so this morning, we're going to look at their example to see how we can really learn from them and to see how we can apply our faith the way that they did. Now, we must ask this question, how can we apply our faith like the saints of old? How did they do it? What made them live their faith in a way that was seen as faith? And here we see three things from verse 13 to 16 that help us to see how they live out their faith. And the first way that they live out their faith was in the perception that they had towards God's promises. And the perception is captured here in verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them and embraced them. Now, how do we understand this? Well, when we look at the lives of the saints of old in the Old Testament, one of the beautiful things that God did for them was to give them many wonderful promises. God promised them many things. For example, God promised to give them a land, the land of Canaan, the promised land. God also promised to make them a great nation, to make them a blessing to all the people in the world. And there were many blessings that can be found inside the scriptures that God promised to the saints of old. But the reality is that for the saints of old, even though these were promises that were given, even though they saw some of them being realized in their life, but not all the promises that God gave to them were fully realized in their life. So an example would be Abraham. God promised to give him a land for his people. God promised to make his descendants as numerous as stars in the universe, and to make all of them a great nation that will be a blessing to all the families on the earth. And these were wonderful promises that God gave to Abraham. But the reality was this, he did not live long enough to see all these promises being fulfilled in his life. He did not see his descendants possessing the land of Canaan. He did not see how his son and grandsons became numerous as stars in the universe. He died before all these things came to fruition. But what was amazing about the faith of the saints of old was that even though all these promises were not fully realized in their life, they were able to believe in God's promises as if they were fulfilled. And here it says, how they looked at God's promises in verse 13, having seen them afar off. And it's this idea that as they saw God's promises, even though they had not received the fulfillment in full, they saw them as being fulfilled afar off. It may not be fulfilled in their life here and now, but it was fulfilled far away, that it was in the future, that they saw it as good as fulfilled. And because of that, they were assured of these promises, that they are good as fulfilled, and they embraced them in their life. And this was a wonderful example of the saints of old, how they applied their faith. They saw God's promises as good as fulfilled. They did not doubt these promises. They did not question God, but they believed it as good as real. And this is one of the ways that we too can apply our faith in God's promises to see them as good as fulfilled. Now, as we look at God's promises for us, we may not have the same exact promises as the saints of old. God did not promise to give us a land today. In Singapore, land is very expensive. It would be wonderful to own land, but it's not a promise that God gave to us. Neither did God promise to give us many descendants, even though we like the idea of having many, many children. But what did God promise to us? Well, God gave us some promises to the saints of old that are applicable for us as well. And one text that gives us this is found in Psalm 23. And let's take a look at Psalm 23 to see a list of God's promises for us. And Psalm 23 is a psalm that describes God as a shepherd. And here we see the promises that God gives to us as our shepherd. One, he will always provide for us. In verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What else did he promise? He promises that he will be with us even through the difficult and troubling times of life. Verse 4. What else he promised? He promises protection. His rod and his staff, they will be there to protect us from all danger, and they will bring us comfort. And in verse 6, he also promises that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. At the end of this life, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And here in Psalm 23 are a wonderful set of promises for us to believe in. And if we want to follow the example of the saints of old, this is what we can do. We can look at these promises and we can see them as good as fulfilled. Right? We do not know how God would do this in our life. We may not know when he would do this for us, but we can trust that he would do this. It is as good as fulfilled. And we see them as something that's so real in our life, and to find assurance in them and to embrace them in our life. And this is how we can apply our faith in a way that will truly please God, by having a wonderful perception of his promises. Now, the second way we can learn to apply our faith like the saints of old, not only can we learn to have a wonderful perception of God's promises, but we also can have a wonderful perspective of our lives on earth. And here we see, for the saints of old, how they saw themselves as people on earth. And in verse 13, in Hebrews 11, we see this. At the end of verse 13, this is what it says. They died in faith, not having received the promises, seen them afar off, assured of them, embraced them, and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And this is how they perceived themselves, as strangers and pilgrims. Now, what does it mean to be a stranger? Well, a stranger is essentially the idea of being a foreigner. A foreigner is someone who goes to a country and he doesn't belong to that country. So when we go on holidays, when we go overseas, this is who we are in that land. We are a foreigner in that country. We may go there to enjoy the place. We may stay there for a few days. We may enjoy the food, enjoy the scenery. But we don't belong to that country. We are foreigners because we belong to Singapore. And that's the idea of a foreigner, of a stranger. And what's this idea of a pilgrim? Well, a pilgrim is someone who is traveling to a place. He's a traveler. He doesn't stay in a location. He's always constantly moving. And so when he goes to a place, he's just simply living there temporarily. He doesn't sink his roots into that place. He's just simply living there. He's just simply dwelling there for a short time before moving on. And so this is what we see as well. You know, when we have family or friends who go overseas to study or to work, they may be there for a few years, but many of them will come back to Singapore because they don't see that country which they stay in for a long time as their true home. Singapore is where they belong. And so they may be there for a while, but they're going to just see it as temporary. They'll come back one day. And so this is how the saints of old saw themselves. They saw themselves as strangers and pilgrims on earth. Now, what made them see themselves as strangers and pilgrims? And what made them see themselves this way is because they saw themselves as belonging to heaven. And here we see in verse 14, "For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland." You see, the saints of old, they saw themselves as just foreigners on this earth because they were seeking a true homeland to go back to. And what is this homeland? Here in verse 16, it's described a better that is a heavenly country. Essentially, they saw themselves as belonging to heaven. This is where they belong to, heaven. That heaven is a place that is truly their homeland. And because they saw heaven as their homeland, they saw themselves as just strangers and pilgrims on this earth. And this is a wonderful way for us to look at our life on earth as well. That we don't belong to this world. That this is not our true home. That our home is in heaven. That one day at the end of this life, we'll go back to a place called heaven that is far better, far greater than anything that this world can give to us. The Bible describes heaven as a place that there will be no pain anymore, no more sorrow, no more body aches, no more heartaches. It'll just pure joy and pleasure with the Lord forever. When the Lord Jesus told the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That is what heaven is going to be like. A place that is just so wonderful that we can look forward to. And so when we think about this, we can look at our life on earth as just a temporary passage. Now this reminds me of an example that I saw many years ago of a pastor who was trying to help his congregation understand what it means to see this life on earth as a temporary stay. So he was explaining how wonderful heaven is, how it will be our home forever. And what he did to help people to understand this was he took out a long rope. You know, he took out this long rope to just help his people see what heaven, what is our life on earth, the length like compared to heaven. And so he took out this long rope and he kept pulling out onto the stage again. It was so long, it was like 20 meters long. At the end of the rope, he taped up this small little corner and he said that, "You know what, if we look at our life on earth versus our life in heaven, this is what it's like. The life on earth is like this corner that's taped up on the rope. And the rest of that 20 meter rope, that is our life in heaven. It is forever. This life on earth is just a short stay." And of course, we know that this is not a full representation of heaven because heaven is for eternity. The rope will end at some point, but heaven will never end. And that is the hope that we can have as we look at our lives on earth. Now, why is this so precious? It's because when we look at life on earth can be really filled with many difficulties. You know, for some of you, you're going through health challenges in life. Could be a kidney problem, could be a heart problem, or it could be some health problem. You know, you went for an operation for your maybe your arm or your leg, and you know, after months of from the op, your body is still not fully recovered from it. And it can be difficult to live with these health problems. What else makes life difficult is just simply being in this COVID situation where we cannot see each other for 1.5 years. It can be difficult, we miss our friends, we miss church, and life can be tough. And if we see that our only hope is to live this life on earth, it would truly be a very bleak situation. But when we learn to apply our faith, you know, our faith teaches us that this life on earth is not the end all and be all. It is just a temporary state, for one day we will go to heaven. And that is the wonderful promise that we can hold on to and have for ourselves. So living by faith, having a wonderful perception of God's promises, having a wonderful perspective of our lives on earth. And the third way the saints of old applied their faith is in practical expressions of their faith. They were not just people who perceived God's promises well, they had a wonderful perspective of their life towards earth, but they also expressed their faith practically in a couple of ways. One way that they expressed their faith practically was by sharing their faith to people around them. Here you see in verse 13, they confess that they were strangers and pilgrims. They spoke about it. They tell people that they don't belong to this world. They belong to heaven. What else do? They say such things. They tell people about their faith in God, about their belief in God's promises, and they declare plainly, they spoke that they seek a homeland, that they are looking forward to heaven. And this was how they practically expressed their faith. By sharing it with people, telling it to people, and encouraging others with it. And when I think of this example of practical expressions, you know, one person who came to my mind was Mr. Tan. And why Mr. Tan came to my mind was because one of his grandsons is a friend of mine who I have been relating to this few years. He was one of my Sunday school students. And for years, I have been encouraging him to find faith real, to encourage him to seek God and to one day commit himself to God. And this year, at Easter, he was one of the few people that decided to take the step to be reaffirmed in his faith. And so I asked him, what made you reaffirm your faith? What made you decide to commit yourself to God? And he shared with me the tipping point was really his grandpa, Mr. Tan. And what happened was that last year when Mr. Tan had his health scare, he had his heart condition and he almost lost his life. It was a time that was really troubling for the family. Many of us, we were praying for him and we were hoping that God would deliver him. And so when Mr. Tan recovered from his illness and he got better, one of the things that Mr. Tan did was that he kept speaking about his faith to people. He shared with people how God has been so good to him, how God has protected him, how God has kept him. And when my friend, his grandson, heard how his grandpa found God to be so real through this experience, it was something that just moved him and inspired him to see that, you know, God can be real. That this God is true. That if this God had looked after my grandpa and grandpa can speak of God in this way, I too can commit my life to God the way grandpa did. And this was a wonderful practical expression of faith that all of us can practice in our life. We may not have a lot of understanding. We may not have many things to speak about. But one thing that we can all speak about is our faith in God. Just telling people about how much God means to us, how He has protected us, how we believe in His promises, how we look forward to heaven. And these are the wonderful practical expressions that the saints of old did that we too can apply in our life. So as we come to the end of our message this morning, what are some of the things that we can practice? Well, I'd like to encourage us to consider the example of the saints of old, how they applied faith in their life. One, by having a wonderful perception of God's promises. That when God gives us His promises in the scriptures, we should not question them or we should not doubt them, or we should learn to see them as promises that will be fulfilled, that they are something that God will certainly do, and to find a sense of assurance in them and to embrace them in our life. Another way we can apply our faith is by learning to see ourselves as strangers and pilgrims in this world, because we have a wonderful, glorious place to go to at the end of this life, and that is heaven. And the third way that we can apply our faith is by practically expressing it to the things that we share with people, by speaking about God, telling them about faith, sharing about how much God means to us. And if we can do this, we will be able to live our lives by faith and to be able to please God in the way that we live, just like the saints of old. And so this is my encouragement for all of us this morning. Let us learn to live by faith, to apply this faith that we have by having wonderful perception of His promises, by perceiving ourselves as strangers and pilgrims on earth, and to practically express them in sharing our faith with others. And if we can do this, we can truly live a life that will please the Lord. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you so much for your word this morning, of how we have the example of the saints of old to consider, how we can live by faith just as they did. Teach us to apply our faith in perceiving your promises well, to see ourselves as strangers and pilgrims on earth, and to practically express them by sharing our faith with others around us. We pray and ask that you help us to live by faith, that we may live a life that will truly please you. Pray and ask and commit all things into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.